When the Buddha said our mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief, this one refers to the mundane mind. But this nature is very beautiful. It's perfect by itself. It has nothing. But yet, all Dharma arise from that nature. That's why it's very difficult to understand. And that nature is not a being. You cannot hold on to it, cling on to it, or like believe that there is the deathless element that is you. No, whatever you describe is not that thing. Yeah, there is the unconditioned, it's just an awareness nature. But this is when your form and mind is connected, then that is the nature. But when your wisdom is developed through the direct seeing, insight into phenomena, awakened to the universal characteristic, then you have deep, stable understanding, then the wisdom connected to that nature, then this wisdom will enable that nature to completely cease. Then during that time, even the pure awareness, the first thing that come out from that nature also cease, also no more. That's how Nibbana can be realized. To realize Nibbana, even the pure awareness without thought, that one also cease. And you cannot describe, you cannot talk about where is the unconditioned. But when there is still this, what they call it the residue. That's why Nibbana with residue refer to the five aggregates of form and mind. Means that five aggregates of form and mind still have the karmic life force to come back. It will not cease into parinibbana. When it's no longer with the life force to come back or condition for the five aggregate to manifest again, then we call it parinibbana. Means after that, everything is gone. So the difference between the usual cessation and the one that people do to concentration or jhana one is very big difference. Because the one that go into one-pointedness through jhana, where they experience very deep stillness and calmness, no thought, but everything is locked and held by the thought. No thought is still a thought, because how do you know there is no thought? Where is the thought telling you there is no thought? But this thought is in concentration, one-pointedness, and everything is in that conditioned state. That's why that mind cannot move. And there is this knowing inside there. And there is a thought. So that is the big difference. Whereas the one that goes through cessation, even a glimpse of it, the pure awareness also cease. Then momentary, the experience come out. Then there is a change of lineage. Like you become an Arya from a Puttujana, change of lineage into an Arya. Just that glimpse of Nibbana, that is for the sainthood way. Then for those who have the ability to go into cessation for longer period, especially Anagami, Arahant, and Bodhisattvas who has gone beyond, they can experience Nibbana for longer period. But as long as their five aggregate of form and mind still have condition to come back, then they will arise again. They will arise again. Means that one is not parinibbana. But when the life force is no more, the enlightened being will know they are going through parinibbana. Like the Buddha before his passing, he know the form and mind will cease. After that, no more. Then it's just the unconditioned still. But that nature is still there. Like the Sakyamuni Buddha's nature, they are still there. The spiritual nature, the karmic nature, the perfection, everything is still there in the midst of life and nature existence.